Commissioner, the governor kicking off the year really talking about the idea of permitting reform. From your perspective, what's the goal? What's the end game here?
Yeah, I think we need to be really clear in the work that we're doing around permitting about why we're doing it, how long it can take, and ways that we can improve the experience, and that that we have systems in place that meet the needs of the permit application as well as the neighbors of those facilities and entities and drive economic growth. And I think all of those things are possible, and we need to be thinking about ways to work with the legislature to get to that end.
So what's the process to achieve some of those objectives?
Yeah, so the governor's budget includes a recommendation to bring additional capacity to the Pollution Control Agency to get at some of these backlogged permits. Oftentimes, the legislature has directed the agency to move quickly as fast as possible for facilities that are constructing or expanding and have economic opportunities, and we do pretty well in terms of making the timely goals for those facilities. But what that has meant is that we have a giant backlog of expired permits that are waiting in the queue patiently to get a new permit so that they can think about what's next for them. And so the additional capacity at the agency will help us kind of attack the backlog so that we can be providing service to economic growth opportunities as well as those who are waiting patiently. There's also an ombudsperson who can serve as a liaison to the business and farm community when they have complex projects that require more than one permit or more than one regulatory process, helping them navigate and be that one point of contact and hold ourselves and the applicant accountable to make sure that we're moving quickly. And there's other ideas in there around incorporation of AI to look at giant data sets to move through evaluation of modeling data faster so that we can cut time off on the amount of time the agency takes to process applications. And then just making sure that we're clear with people who are interacting with us that we're going to do our work in X number of days, and we expect when we ask you questions and we need information from you that you also will be accountable to those timelines. So having clear accountability for both the agency and the applicant so that we can achieve the goals.
So is there like a timeline when someone applies for a permit till we go through that process?
Yeah, so the legislature has set goals for the timeliness of certain types of permits. And I mentioned permits that require or facilities that are doing expansion or construction. Those are like the priority permits. They often require environmental review and multiple permits. And the days that the legislature has set is 150 days to issue those permits. And frankly, if you have a really complex project, that's really not often achieved, but we're trying our best. And then for some of these others where there are longer timelines, we are generally meeting those timelines, but I would say that we still have this giant backlog of permits where someone has applied and it's been months before they're getting this level of service that we would like to be providing. And so it's not just how many days it takes us once we start, but how many days until we can start. So I think both of those things are critically important.
How does Minnesota compare to, say, the surrounding states, the Dakotas, Iowa, Wisconsin?
Well, Minnesota's regulatory system is unique to Minnesota. We have environmental review that precedes permitting, and at least the Dakotas and Iowa don't have something analogous to environmental review. So our timelines will look longer than their timelines. When you look at Minnesota compared to states that have similar regulatory structures, we're doing okay, but we have room for improvement.
Talk to me about this event today where you have that feedback from producers.
Well, I really appreciate being invited to this, and part of the job that I really enjoy is being able to interact one-on-one with individual producers. These are our customers, the people of Minnesota who are doing work across the state to make Minnesota a great place to live. There are small business owners who are just trying to do their part to protect land and water and to make a living, and I think we need to be listening to them and reflecting their voices in the work that we're doing.
I'm not sure if I caught it at the end, but do you have some town hall events or hearings or some events coming up?
We have a series of trainings in February for producers who are covered under the general feedlot permit. So there will be 5 trainings, and we're hoping to hosting more trainings. And then the agency likes to show up where producers are gathering, where we could be helpful and where we can listen. So we're always open to invitations.